last time we mentioned the concept in the middle of our discussion of the second statement of Shmuel. The Gemara says, in the name of Shmuel, Kara Shemalach Babasar Asa Lechel Baroseya, that if you have a Kara, that you salted Basar inside there, and there's dam coming out of the Basar, so you can't eat Basar Roseya, hot meat, in that Kara, because we're afraid that there's a Blia of dam inside the Kara, and that's going to come into the Basar. So why should there be a problem? We normally assume that there can only be a Blia going into a Kli if there's some kind of Resicha, some kind of heat. So the Gemara explains to Shmuel, a time made, Yom Shmuel, Maliach Harei HaKoroseach, V'Kobosh Harei HaKimavushol. Shmuel happens to hold that Maliach is like Roseach. Maliach does create some kind of heat. We can't really feel it, but it's there. There's some substantive heat inside the Kli, inside the Melach. So Shmuel holds, because there's heat, because there's chom, there's resichos inside the melach, it's going to be mavliya, the dam, into the kara. And that's why you can't eat the hot meat. You can't put the hot meat on the kara afterwards. So this is a very interesting klal. Let's take a few moments to examine this klal of Shmuel. Of course, we know Rabbi Yochanan argues a little bit. Rabbi Yochanan holds that maliach is not like roseach. We'll have to talk about his sheet as well. But let's focus on Shmuel. Shmuel makes the comparison. Shmuel says, Maliach Harei HaKoroseach, V'Kavush Harei HaKimavushal. So, he makes the comparison between Maliach and Roseach, also makes a comparison between Kavush and Mavushal. The question is there any linkage between the two? Is there any linkage between Maliach and Kavush? After all, he does put the two of them together, so maybe there's some kind of linkage between the two. Before we talk about the linkage between Maliach and Kavush, let's first try to understand what the word Kavush means. Kavush means soap. Maliach means salted. But what does that mean to be soap? So, just to put it simply, kavush could come in different forms. It could either come in the form of, let's say you put heter, let's say you soak heter inside a liquid that's also like non-kosher milk. Let's say milk coming from a non-kosher animal, or dam, some kind of non-kosher substance, or non-kosher oils, lard, v'chadome. That's a kind of kavush. If the item that you're soaking in is liquid enough that the solid can move inside of it, that's what the poskim say, so then it's called a liquid, that would be called kavush. That kind of kavush could impart an iser, could impart a taste of iser into the heter. The heter is the dover gush, that's the solid that you're putting inside the liquid that's iser. That kvisha, if you soak it for a certain amount of time, which we'll get to in a moment, how long, so that could impart a taste of iser into the heter. That's one example. The other way that you could do kavush is the opposite, namely putting a dover ha'aser, soaking a dover ha'aser inside liquid heter. Let's say you have liquid that's perfectly mutter, kosher milk, water, etc., and you put a dover ha'aser, you put nevela, you put some kind of iser, chaylev, inside that item, and you soak it inside. That also could create a blias iser from the iser to the heter, because there's kavush, and kavush actually could occur, the post can point out, in a third way as well. And that is, let's say you put iser v'heter kavush inside a third liquid. If there's a liquid of heter, but the iser v'heter are kavush inside that liquid, so the iser can impart a belia, can impart a taste into the heter. That is kavush. Kavush means if you soak iser v'heter together, then that act of kvisha can impart a taste, nesinas tam v'iser, into heter. How long do you have to soak in order for it to be called kavush? What, if you just put it in and take it out immediately, that's called kavush? Obviously not. So here, if you look at the Beis Yosef in Siman Kufay, he has a long discussion. You can look at the primary sources too, but if you check the Beis Yosef, he fills you in. He quotes a Machlokas Rishon. He quotes in the beginning, the Rosh quotes from the Ritzbah. The Rosh quotes from the Ritzbah that Kavush only asks, Kavish will only answer if it's 24 hours, if it's Yom Shalem Me'es La'es. That's what the Ritzbah said. This is a Rosh in Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Rosh is troubled with the Gemara there. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah in Daf Samach Chesam at Beis talks about Achbara B'Shichra. What happens if you have a rodent, you have a rat that falls into your beer? So, not such an enjoyable discussion, but it's a very Levitica halachic discussion in the Gemara over there. So the Gemara assumes, well, Rav says that it's going to be a problem if the achbar is in the shechra, it's going to impart some kind of taste into the shechra, into the beer, and not only are they not going to want to drink it for the football game, but they wouldn't be allowed to drink it. Maybe they shouldn't drink, well, whatever. it would be usa to drink this shecha because it has a taste of the achra. So of course your natural reaction is taste of the achra, but it's no sintam lefgam, it's a bad taste. Why should it be a problem at all? Right? If you put rubber in the, I mean, like, what's the achra doesn't really taste good, I would imagine. So the Gemara has two interpretations. The Gemara says either Rav holds that no sintam lefgam is taka usa. Rav has a special shita. We don't paskin like Rav, but Rav would say that no sintam lefgam is usa, and that's why he claims achra of a shecha is going to be a problem. Or the Gemara suggests, even Lididon, that we assume those in Tom of Gam is mutter, maybe Achbar of Shechra is different, because the Achbar actually is Mashbiach, the time of the Shecha, when it falls into it. We can talk about that later. Okay, that's the second shot. The second shot that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has is maybe Rav Taka holds those in Tom of Gam is mutter. Aye, if that's the case, so what are we afraid of the Achbar of Shechra? The answer is Achbar of Shechra is different. Somehow, Achbar, when it joins with the Shecha, it can create a time Meshubach in the Shecha. So that's the problem. It's nosen tam lishvach. You think it's lifgam, it's really lishvach, and that's why there's going to be a problem. So the Rush though asks a question. He says, why should there be any problem here? Forget about whether it's tam lishvach, lifgam. Who cares? But it's just sitting there. There's no heat. There's no chamimus. You're not cooking the achbra and the shichra. So why should there be any nesinas tam? You could take the achbar. Don't eat the achbar, but what should be the problem with the sheikha? The achbar is not going to be nosen tam at all. Nesinas tam can't happen by itself. You need resichus. You need chamimus. No? Zok the rush. No. There's a difference. This is what we call kavush. If it shows zman meruba, if it sits for a certain amount of time inside the sheikha, so then it'll be kavush. V'yeshlamash hashabo zman meruba v'havalekim in kavush v'nifla taimo b'sheikha. The Rosh says we're talking about a situation which the Achbar is sitting there for a long time. Now, how do you know if it was there for a long time? I guess you can tell after a while. You can tell if the Achbar, you know, it disintegrates after a while. So if the Achbar disintegrated inside the Sheikha, you can imagine it's probably there Meir's Leis. It's probably there at least 24 hours. So therefore, the Din of Kavosh is going to apply. That's the Rosh's Yisod. So Kavosh Kimavushal, he derives... How do you know the principle of Kavosh Kimavushal? What's the Mokka? You're online in the calf, and someone says, how do you know that Kavosh Kimavushal? The Gemara in Chulin says, but where do they get this from? So the Rosh says, the fact that we know that Kavosh Kimavushal has to be 24 hours, or forget that, that the fact that you can have a Kavosh Kimavushal, aside from the statement of Shmuel, you see from the Gemara, the fact that Achbar B'Shichra would be a problem, that shows that Kavosh Kimavushal, if you show it about Zman Meruba, that could be a problem. So what's the Zman Meruba? So says the Rosh, Vishamati B'Shem Ritzbah, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rosh, verbatim from the Rosh. He says he heard from the Ritzbah, Dimshah B'socha Yom Sholem Me'es La'es Nikra Kavosh Shuboleo Polekim Avushal. The Shir is Yom Sholem, 24 hours. If Yeshua B'socha Me'es La'es Yom Sholem, then it's Kavosh Kim Avushal, and it's going to be Maflut and Mavli, it's going to be no Sintam. That's the Rosh. The Rosh goes even further. He says, I'll bring you a raya that the Shir of Kavosh is Taka Yom Shalom. How do I know? From a Gemara that we had previously. We had a Gemara by Basa B'Cholav and of Kuf Ches, right? Memories of Kuf Ches, Chatich HaNazaz Nevela, Saleik, Tavki Ike. Beautiful sugya, right? Memories. I hope positive memories. So at the beginning of that sugya, we mention that Basa B'Cholav requires Bishul. To create an Issa Basa B'Cholav Daraisa, you need Bishul. The Gemara makes reference. Well, actually, the Gemara there doesn't even quote this. Tosfos quotes it from the Gemara Psachim, right? The Gemara Psachim says, "Itaru lekula yoma." It's mutter. Itaru lekula yoma. I said we're going to get back to this. Taru means sharu. Taru is the Aramaic word. The tuf and the shin exchange each other, right? So isharu lekula yoma. If you soak the basar and the chalav together, kula yoma, the entire day, it's going to be mutter. But basar lebeshulei asa. That's the chiddush. The chiddush of basa b'chalav is that you need bishul in order to aser it min haTorah. But itaru lekula yoma, it's mutter. So says the Rosh, think about it for a moment. If kavush yom shalem by shari surim is going to be mutter, kavush kula yom is going to be mutter, so what's the chiddush of basa b'chalav? Basa b'chalav requires bishul, but shari surim also require bishul. If taru lekula yoma by shari surim is going to be mutter, so then basa b'chalav is no different than shari surim. Must be, says the Rosh, that Tarle Kula Yom Vashari Surim would be awesome. If you soak it Yom Shaleh Me'es La'es by Shari Surim, it becomes awesome. That's the Chiddush of Basa B'Cholav, that Tarle Kula Yom is mutter, different than Shari Surim. Only Bashaleh B'Shuli is awesome. That's exactly what the Gemara Psachim is being Mechadish by Basa B'Cholav, that it's different from Shari Surim. So again, that's another raya that kavush yom shalem will asa b'shar isur. That's the shir yom shalem. Without yom shalem, there's no isur going to be created. This is the famous Rush. The Rush quotes from the Ritzva that the shir for kavush is yom shalem 24 hours. But then the Beis Yosef quotes a Mordechai b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, who assumes that the shir kavush to asur is not yom shalem, but rather it's gimel yomim shalem, 3 days. Rabbeinu Tam is much more makel, that the only time that kavush will create a transfer of taste is if there are 3 days. Now, why should he assume 3 days? So he has a different gemara. He quotes the gemara in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Lamed Gimel talks about how to be machshir kankanim of non-Jews, kankanim of goyim. Let's say you had yayin that was sitting in the kankan, in the chavis of the non-Jews. So now the question is, how can I be machshir that kankan? We know that kli cheres, you can't be machshir in a typical way. You can't just do hagola on the chavis. So what do you do? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah introduces a new kind of hechshir. It's called milui ve'irui gimel yomim. You have to fill up the kankan with water, and your ma'ara, you pour out the water after 1 day. Then you fill up the kankan with water a second day, and you do that a third day. You do it for 3 days. So if you do the milui and the irui gimel yomim, that's machshir the kli. That's what the Gemara says. Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, what do you see from here? Kebolo kach polto kach shero kach isuro. If the way that you machshir a kli is by doing milui ve'iru gimel yomim, so don't you see that the iser through kavush is what's the word? It goes into the kli, right? It's nivla, it's absorbed into the kli in 3 days. If the way that you machshir the kli is with the 3 days of the milui ve'iru, so that means that the iser is absorbed into the kli in 3 days. Now, quite an interesting comparison because milui ve'iru, you're not actually putting the liquid into the kli and leaving it there for 3 days. You're emptying it out after 1 day. So we do have some kind of transfer after 1 day. But yet he's learning that because you need a total of 3 days, so that means that the isser is only going to be imparted. It's only going to be absorbed into the kli after 3 days. That's his shita. So these are the two shitas. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by the Mordechai, holds that kavush kemavushal only after 3 days, and the Rosh quotes the Ritzba that kavush is kemavushal after Yom Shalem, after 24 hours. Good. So this is just in defining the terms. What is kavush kemavushal? It's going to impart some kind of bliyas issa, some kind of nisin astam, after how long? Either after Yom Shalem, after 24 hours, or after 3 days. Let's go back to the sugya. So Shmuel is quoted as saying that maliach hareo karoseach, kavush hareo kemavushal. So let's go back to the kasha that we asked in the beginning. Why are these two items mentioned together? Why is Maliach mentioned together with Kavush? What's the connection between the two? Why does Shmuel mention them together? And why does he change his lashon when it comes to Kavush? What does he say? What's the difference between Maliach as opposed to Kavush? What does he say legabe Maliach? Maliach is what? Is what ke? Roseach. And Kavush is what? Ke? Mevushal. So he says Maliach is ke Roseach and Kavush ke Mevushal. Why doesn't he say Maliach is kimavush? Maliach v'kavush kimavushal. So the gut reaction you have is maybe Maliach is different than kavush. That's why he distinguishes between the two. But if so, why does he put them together? What's the point? So the Ran picks up on this. The Ran adaf mem amud beis in the Rif. The Ran picks up on the lashon of Shmuel, and he says that Shmuel puts Maliach and kavush together to contrast them, to tell you that even though both Maliach and kavush have a sense of heat, there is no actual heat, you're not actually being mevashel them, but there is some kind of heat in both in Maliach and Kavush. It's different. There's a shinui, there's a difference between Maliach as opposed to Kavush. Maliach is like Roseach, it's less than mevushel, it's not exactly the same as mevushel, it's only like Roseach, and that's why Shmuel puts them together to contrast. This is in the Ran Dibur Masla Ka'ara, the first Ka'ara. Ka'ara Shemal V'Basar Asul Echol Bar Roseach. He says, "Kavush b'chametz hareo kimavushal." Midkama kavush hareo kimavushal. V'gabim maliach haminan hareo kiroseach. Shaminan minei demaliach lav kimavushal hu ela kiroseach ditzli. Maliach kiroseach doesn't mean kiroseach demavushal. It means kiroseach ditzli. It's compared to tzli. How far does tzli aser? Mavushal we know can aser b'kulo. If it's in a kli rishon, if it's yad soledes bo in a kli rishon, yad soledes bo, the hand is going to recoil from this item. So if it's Yad Soledesbo in a Kli Rishon on a fire, how much is Yad Soledesbo? It's Machlokas in the Poskim. Anywhere between 110 Fahrenheit to 160. So Lechumer will assume 110 Fahrenheit is Yad Soledesbo. So if it's Yad Soledesbo in a Kli Rishon, that's called Mevushal. That can be Mevashel Bekulo. Mevashel Bekulo, that can That can have a tam iser be absorbed into the heter completely. What's the blia that you can have if you only have tzli, roseach the tzli? What's how far does the blia go when it comes to tzli? Klipa. So some say kedei klipa, a peel's worth, and some say kedei netila. Netila is a little bit more than klipa. Klipa, the way it's explained in the poskim, klipa is just the peel. So you can take off the peel, even if the parts of the peel don't stay together, that's just the klipa. Kedei netila means that you have to take it off in such a way that everything is going to stay together. It's a little bit more, because if you just take off the klipa, you just chip away at the klipa, you're probably not going to have the whole thing. You need to take away a little bit more, a little bit of a deeper cut, in order to get it in one fell swoop. So kedei netila would mean that there's a belia even further than the klipa, a little bit further than the klipa, so you got to take off a little bit more. So tzli either is mavlia kedei klipa, or it's mavlia kedei netila, but it's certainly not going to be mavlia bakula. Zakhtaran, the reason why Shmuel puts maliach together with kavush is to contrast the two. To tell you that the belia that occurs through maliach is less of a belia, even though kavush ke mavushal and it's mavlia bakula, but maliach is only mavlia kedei klipa or kedei netila, it's mavlia as much as roseach the tzli. That's what the Ran says. And the Ran brings a raya. It's not so much a raya, it's a Gemara Mefureshes. The Gemara on Daf Tani Zayin Amud Beis. It's a whole discussion there about some, there was a case. In the fifth line, Hanu Atmahosa. Atmahosa, did you look up that word? What does that mean?
Translates out the bottom of the Gemara.
Translates the bottom of the Gemara. Okay. I'm sorry? Thighs, right. Thighs of the animal. It's a part of the animal. So, Imlichu bei Reish Galusa begida denashia. They salted it in the home of the Reish Galusa with the Giranosha. So the Giranosha zasas. The problem is you now have thighs that were salted with the Giranosha. What's the halacha? So there's a machlokas amaroim there in the Gemara, whether it's asur or mutter. So the Gemara asks against the Ravina. Ravina was the one who asked it. So the Gemara, a couple of lines down, it says, my daitach, what do you think, Ravina? Why do you think that it should be asur? But you want to ask these atmahasa that were nimlechu begid anasha because you say maliach harei koraseach. V'hama Shmuel lo shanu el shenis bashal ba'avol nitzla ba'kolei va'ochel ad shemagia l'gid. Shmuel at the beginning of the Gemara on that Mishnah, that Tzadi Vavim Beis, Shmuel had said that if the gid anasha is nisbashal with other items, so then it'll ask. But if it's nitzla ba, then you can be kolei. You just have to cut off. You can cut from the basa, and you can eat the basa. You can cut the basa until the giranasha, and throw out the giranasha, and everything is fine. Just 1 second. But even if you're soleh, shouldn't it ask the kedei klipa? So that's what Rashi on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis explains, that the giranasha has some special quality that if you're soleh, it just shrinks. It's not going to impart a taste into the other basa. So as long as you're kolef the basa, just chip away from the basa. Take the gid and throw the gid out, but you can take all the bus and you can eat the bus. A special case of tzli, the gid anush is a special case of tzli, then it's not going to impart any taste into the bus of shalet. So the Gemara says, Ravina, what do you think? My daitach, what? You think the maliach harehu kiroseach, and that's why the gid anush can aser this piece of meat, these thighs? But Shmuel says that b'tzli, kolif ochalat shemagil a gid, that you can be kolif the baser, and the gid anash is not going to ask her. V'chitema, says the Gemara, my kiroseach the ka, my kiroseach the mevushal, what do you want to tell me? Kiroseach means kiroseach the mevushal, it's not sli. Shmuel might say that the gid anash is not going to ask her, but sli, but it's going to ask her, but mevushal, and moliach harel kiroseach means kiroseach the mevushal. In fact, the Gemara couldn't be. Midakama kavush harel kemevushal, mechlal dirotseach, the sli kamar. It must be that the fact that by Moliach Shmuel doesn't say Moliach Hareo Kemevushal, he says Moliach Hareo Kiroseach, there must be a contrast, that Kavush is Kemevushal. Kavush is Kiroseach Demevushal. But Moliach might be Kiroseach, but it's not Kiroseach Demevushal, it's Kiroseach Tzli. So how can you aser? Answers the Gemara. Nothing. Kasha. The Gemara leaves it as a Kasha. Says the Rav, don't you see from this Gemara Beferish, that the reason why Shmuel puts the two together, Moliach and Kavush, is the contrast of the two. To show you that Moliach might be Kiroseach, but it's Kiroseach the Tzli, it's not Kiroseach the Mevushal. And the simple nafkamina, based on what we know, is that it'll only ask a Kedei Netila Kedei Klipa, it's not going to ask a Bekulo. This is one answer to the Kasha. Why does Shmuel put Moliach together with Kavush? To contrast the two. To tell you, and that's Taka why he changes the Losha, Moliach is Kiroseach, it's Kiroseach the Tzli, but he's not Kimavushal, it's not going to ask as far. It will ask. There is some kind of heat, there's something going on with the Melach, but it's not going to ask her as much, it's only Kiroseach Tzli. This is one answer. Yes, Avi.
Why is it Didn't we have a case in the first part of the semester where someone brought up where you had to make a carbon and they like the and it was all together, even the part that was left that drove the shayla. So how, why is this obviously the kasha? Can you imply from there that even if it's cooked together, it's still...
But doesn't the Gemara in Sarichas and Abeit that Zerah B'Sheila is heter haba mechlal iser? Zerah B'Sheila is an exception to the rule. Moreover, the Gemara says over there that the Zerah B'Sheila is not going to ask for the rest because you either have Shishim or Meya. And from Zerah B'Sheila, we want to learn to call out Tarakula that Shari Sum can be batal B'Meya, batal B'Shishim. So there was a bittel over there. That's a bishul, that's not Sli. Sli, you're going to have a much harder time being Mevatel. You're not going to be able to be Mevatel because it's not going to spread throughout the whole animal. So that's a different case. That's a case where Taka, first of all, Zerah B'Sheila is an exception anyway. But even if it's not an exception, we can say that the Zerah B'Sheila is going to be batal. It's batal in the rest because there's bishul, so it's mispashit bekulo, and because it's spreading throughout the whole animal, it's not going to asa. But if you have Sli doesn't spread. That's why it can asa that klipa. It asas the edge because the rest of the animal is not going to combine to be mevatel the issa that's being nivra. Yeah.
Isn't Resicha boiling
literally? Resicha literally means boiling, but as we well know, Resicha doesn't have to be boiling because bishul, as long as it's yad soletisbo, is going to ask as well. Bishul on Shabbos doesn't have to be boiling either. If it's yad soletisbo, that's called bishul too.
It implies there's a liquid there. Resicha boiling has to be liquid.
Not necessarily. Resicha that sli doesn't have to be a liquid. As long as there's fire, that's resicha that sli. Right? Yeah, that's what we assume. Sli is going to ask it. There are many Gemaras that assume that sli creates iser. How can sli create it? The only mechanism that we have in sli is heat.
I'm confused the definition between sli and resicha. Resicha should imply that there's some liquid in it.
Why?
That's how we...
What would you call sli? I mean, you think it would be better for him to say maliach hareo kitzli. But he doesn't have to say Hareo Kitzli. He could say Ki Roseach because Sli is a type of Roseach. Mavushal is also a type of Roseach. But that's what the Gemara and Sadi Zion is filling us in. You gotta learn the Gemaras together. The Gemara and Sadi Zion is filling us in that the word Roseach can apply to Sli in addition to Mavushal. So Shmuel probably, when he says Ki Roseach, is contrasting Kavush, that Kavush is Ki Mavushal, but Maliach Ki Roseach only means Ki Roseach Kitzli. This is one approach. But there's another approach that I think we can suggest with Das Shmuel. And that is based on a further analysis, a deeper analysis of this whole idea of kavush. What kinds of liquids can create the iser of kavush? If you kavush inside the liquid, what kind of liquid can create the iser of kavush? So we've spoken. Before you can talk about the lumdus of the Rishonim, you got to first get the facts straight. So we spoke at great length. How much time do you have to do kvisha in order to aser? And we gave different rayas to the concept of kvisha, the achra of b'shichra and basa b'chalav. So if you were to ask me, I'd say, well, we see so far that Sheikhar can create the concept, the Issa through Kavush. Cholov can create the concept of Kavush. Right? It seems like a lot of different liquids, as long as you soak in that particular liquid, if you have Issa v'heter in the liquid, it'll impart a taste. If you have heter in an Issa liquid, Issa in a heter liquid, it can impart a taste. Doesn't matter what liquid you have. That's at first glance what you would think. The problem is Rashi. Yes.
We saw
chalav from basa b'chalav because the case of basa b'chalav is the chiddush that you tore le kuli yom it's muta, but by shari sum it would be awesome. So if you have a similar case in shari sum, let's say you have chalav tami, chalav from a non kosher animal, and you're kovesh anything, you're kovesh
fish.
Good case. You're kovesh fish inside the non kosher chalav, not just chalav stam, chalav tami, right? Cholov from a pig, you know for sure that it's non-kosher milk. Okay,
yeah.
So that should create an iser kavush. Cholov milk. No, but what's the iser? The fish becomes iser because now it has a blea of milk inside of it. Through the kvisha. What? The milk was iser beforehand.
Yeah, it's why that kavush.
No, the kavush means now that I've soaked the fish inside, the fish is going to absorb the milk and it's going to become iser without being kovesh it. If I put the fish in there, let's say it's frozen fish, okay, so it's sort of easier to wash, I guess, and if it wouldn't be frozen fish, it's just going to disintegrate on you. But if it's lightly frozen fish, okay, so if I'm kovesh that fish only for 5 minutes, I could just take it out and wash it off because nothing happened. But if I'm kovesh the fish for 24 hours, so then that milk, that chol of tummy, is going to ask for that fish, it'll be mavliya to the fish. Okay, the problem is whom? Rashi seems to limit the concept of kavush to certain cases. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say on our sugya, first of all? Right? What's Rashi's shita? Which items are subject to the din of kavush? Which items? What does Rashi say in this sugya? Moshe K.
Nothing.
Nothing, exactly. Rashi says nothing. Rashi doesn't define kavush here, because he doesn't have to define kavush. Because on the Afsadi Zion he defined kavush. It's the same mesechta. He assumes you start on that base. Or he assumes you start on Daf Kuf Gimel. No. Right? You start on Daf Beis and you work your way through. So if you work your way through, you'll get to Tzadi Zayin first. He doesn't have to keep on defining. That's why he's able to be so brief. Because he assumes that you got all of the definitions that he had previously. So in Tzadi Zayin and Beis, Rashi does define what Kavosh Kibbeh Roshol means. Rashi says, Kavosh Bechometz V'Tavlin. Bechavosh Behen Issa V'Heter Yachad. You are kovesh b'chometz v'tavlin. Chometz means vinegar, tavlin means different kinds of spices. Right? So the spices probably mean spices in some kind of a liquid. You can't just be kovesh with dry spices. But you have your spices in a liquid, heavily spiced liquid, or chometz, vinegar. Rashi im sachem on daf ayin vav, where kovesh, where Shmuel's statement is mentioned as well, maliach k'roseach kovesh k'mevushal, Rashi says kovesh means b'chometz. So at first glance, it's dach pelek loyim. Rashi assumes that kovush is b'chometz, kovush is b'tavlin. Is that really true? Kovush can only be b'chometz? The Beis Yosef quotes from the Mordechai, the same Beis Yosef, this is a Beis Yosef that's just chock full of gold. The Beis Yosef, chock full of chometz. Right? The Beis Yosef quotes from the Mordechai that every time that the concept of kovush k'mevushal comes up, I wouldn't be so brazen, so forward to say that every time that the concept comes up, Rashi defines it this way. But the Mordechai knew all the Rashis. He knew the Rashis in Shas. So the Mordechai is able to say, he has the shoulders to make such a statement. The Mordechai says every time that the statement of Kovash Kavush is mentioned in Shas, Rashi says Kovash Becholetz. So it's very strange. First of all, it's strange from the Raya that we had before. That Basa Becholetz is us, they're only Derech Bishol. Iktarle kuleyom, it's mutter. Tarle kuleyom, it sounds like b'cholav would create an issa kovash b'shari shtur, but not by basa b'cholav. So cholav is nachometz. Rashi's not beholden to that gemara. Rashi's not beholden to the gemara of achbara b'shichra, sheikha rulsa. But the Mordechai quotes a different kasha. He raised a different kasha in Rashi. He raised a kasha not from sheikha, not from cholav, but rather from what liquid? No. What liquid? Shemen. The Mordechai is a kasha and Rashi from Shemen, from a Mishnah in Shvius, of all places. Vered Yashan, Shekovsho b'Shemen Chodosh, Chayev b'Bir. Vered Yashan, an old rose. That doesn't mean that it was wilted. You bought it a couple of weeks ago, and you just never gave it to your mother. No. That Vered Yashan means that it's not of the current year. We know that in Perish Shemitah, the seventh year, the Peros have a din of Shemitah, but the sixth year and the eighth year, they don't have a din of Shemitah. So let's say you have a pre of Eretz Yisrael, a flower of Eretz Yisrael, a verit of Eretz Yisrael, a rose of Shishis, of Shana Shishis. It's of the sixth year, so there's no din of Shemitah. There are no halachas of Shemitah that apply to that rose. But now you akovish that rose in Shemen Chodesh, in Shemen of Shemitah. So it says the Mishnah, Chayev b'bir. What is beer? Beer doesn't mean beer chametz. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to destroy it. There is one sheet in Rishonim that beer means that you do have to destroy it after a certain amount of time. But we don't even pass in that way. But before we get to the details, what is beer? Beer means that you're allowed to be nana, you're allowed to derive benefit from Perish Shemitah. You can't do business with them. La'achla v'lo l'schara, v'lo l'hefzit. You can't destroy it. You can't do business with it. You have to treat it with Kedusha. Kedusha Shvius. But the halacha is that after the peros no longer exist in the field, once the chayos in the field, chayos are wild animals that you're not in control of, once the chayos in the field can no longer benefit from these peros, so then even the behemos in your bias, even the domesticated animals in your bias, can't be nana from the peros of Shemitah either. The Pasuk says in Parshas Behar, v'levhemtecha v'lachaya asher bi'artzecha tiachol tevuasa le'achol. So from that we derive that when kola l'chaya min asada, when it's finished for the chaya in the field, and kola for the behemah in the bias as well. Once the chayas can no longer derive any benefit from it, so then you have to be mechala it from the bias. What does it mean to be mechala it from the bias? You just have to destroy it, get rid of it, no one can use it, you can't use it, the behemahs can't use it? So some Rishonim say, yes, you got to destroy it. Most Rishonim hold, no, it means that you have to be mafkir it. That you take it outside your house, and you say you mafkir it in front of three people to make it an official hefker, and you say, this is mufkar, it's not mine anymore, anyone can take it. And then you wait a moment or two, and then if you want to take it back into your house, you can. you can take it, the other three people can take it, anyone can take it. Okay? Hefker, that's the halacha of beer. It's not beer in this classical sense of destroying, but it might only mean that you have to be nafker. So the question is, what is subject to the din of beer? Perish Shemitah, flowers of Shemitah, etc. So it says the Mishnah in Shavuos, what happens if you have Yevered Yosh and Shekov Shabbos Shemen Chodesh? You have a Yevered from the sixth year. That wouldn't be subject to the din of beer. Meaning after there are no longer any flowers in the fields, I mean, the Chayas are not eating flowers, but once they're gone from the fields, then you have to do beer, but not on Yevered of Shana Shishis, only on a Yevered of Shana Shavuos. Ah, but Kov Shabbos Shemen Chodesh. You were kovish it, you soaked it in Shemen Chodesh, in Shemen of Shemitah, so now you got a problem. Because the Shemen of Shemitah is going to be nosing time into the Vered. Now you have a blia of Perush Shavuos, of Shemen Shal Shavuos in the Vered. So now it's going to be Chayav and Beer. That's the Mishnah. So Frek the Mordechai, how can Rashi say the Kovash Kemavushal only applies by Chometz and maybe Tavlin, like he says in Chulin? Don't you see from the Mishnah in Shavuos? Forget the Gemaras of Torah Lekulayoma, Achbra B'Shichra. It's doch a Mishnah! The Mishnah in Shavuos tells you that you can have a din of kavush even with shemen. Doch pilei ployim against the Rashi. That's a kasha. What? Yeah, the Mishnah in Shavuos says that if you have a vered from the sixth year that you soaked in oil of the seventh year, that's perish shemitah. So that oil of the seventh year is going to be no same time into the vered. Now the vered is viewed as perish shemitah, and the dinim of beer, as we've described, are going to apply to the vered of shishis. Why should it apply to the Vered of Shishis? If you define Kovash Kemavushal, as Rashi says, that only Kovash Bechometz and Tavlin can create a Blia, can create the Sinas Tam, some absorption of taste, there isn't going to be any absorption of taste. Just take your Vered out and wash it off. Get the oil off in some way. Put some soap on the Vered. It might not be the best way to treat your flowers, but put some soap on the Vered, get the oil off, and then you won't have any problems. The Shemen was nosing time into the Vered. The Shemen wasn't nosing time into the Vered. There's Kovash B'Shemen, not Kovash B'Chometz. There is no Kvish B'Shemen according to Rashi. That's the Mordechai's kash against Rashi. It's Taka, a very short kash. Avi.
Can you say in this case that no one's eating that flower? It's not about Tom. It's
all about Tom, because Tom is not a function of the eating. The question is, how do you define this item? Is this defined as a Vered of Shana Shavuos, or is it defined as a Vered of Shana Shishis?
It's not. It's a new entity. It's a Vered with
a Blia. Yeah, but you have to be Mevar Blios too. The Mishnayos and Psachim actually say, Mishnayos in the fourth paragraph of Psachim talk about Blios. You got to be Mevar Blio also.
It's like a whole new status.
It's not heter beheter. The shemen is iser. The shemen is perish shavuos. The vered is heter. It's heter beiser mamish. It's kvisha of heter beiser. So lachar, there should be a problem. Sam.
In the Achbar case, was it
chometz? Sheicher. That's another kasha against Rashi. Achbar b'shichra also wasn't chometz, and yet we're assuming that there's going to be some kind of a kvisha there too. That's also a problem. The gemara of basa b'chalav is a third problem. The Mordechai is a kasha on Rashi, not from Gemaras, but rather from a Mishnah. He thinks it's an even stronger question. But you can ask from those two Gemaras too. From those Gemaras, you see that you can have a concept of kavush even with Sheikh or even with Chometz. Yes? HH.
Does Bishul always mean the Sinas Tam? Is it
does
exactly?
Bishul? Who's talking about Bishul?
No, kavush.
Okay, fine.
The Sinas Tam is Hari.
Yeah. Bishul always means at least the Sinas Tam. It could mean even more than the Sinas Tam.
It could be a higher form of it, meaning more than that.
Okay. What are you saying? What are you saying, H.H.?
Well, when we dealt with in the Chazara, the Rosh and the Lavush, I mean, they were saying...
Heta beheta.
No, heta labata, no, but they were saying different ideas, that one was the Sinas Tam, and one was the Derek Bishul Asher Torah. One was saying Bishul, and one was saying the Sinas Tam. Everyone was, in Shir was saying, oh, it's the same thing. The Sinas Tam and Derek Bishul was the Sinas Tam, and I was very careful to say, well, I'm not...
Okay, let's hold that point. That might come up later. Okay, but I'm not sure that that's going to help us here.
I'm asking, is that connection necessarily true? Here?
We'll see. Okay. Hardly?
Maybe the rose is just a different case because it's really impractical to wash oil off of a rose.
So practically speaking, it's not so much that there's a blia, it's just you're going to have shemen there. So it's not, I don't know. Okay. Okay. The Mordechai did not think, okay, even if that's not a kasha, the other Gemara is still a kasha. Achra b'shichra, basa b'chalom, tar le kulayom, it's still a kasha. Still a kasha against Rashi. I hear what you're trying to say, but I don't think that Rishonim looked at it like that. Yeah.
I think you can answer the Basar V'Cholv.
What?
I think you can answer the Basar V'Cholv, Tasha, because the Basar V'Cholv, that's the Cholv is the only liquid that we're dealing with the Basar V'Cholv. So, and just saying that by Basar V'Cholv, even if you cook, you have covered the meat in the liquid, which we usually deal with Basar V'Cholv, which is Cholv, so then it's not going to be Mevushal. It's not saying that by other things that Cholv is there. It's just this is the liquid we're only dealing with by Basar V'Cholv.
Let me try to understand what you're saying. Yitarle kuliyama aser. By Basar V'Cholv, if you soak it for a full day, it's going to be. Yitarle kuliyama mutter, excuse me. If you soak it for a full day, it's going to be mutter. But by Shaiser.
But it's only by Cholv that it's dealing with Basar V'Cholv, because that's the only liquid we have by Basar V'Cholv. But it's not.
What was the Havamina that if Yitarle kuliyama should be aser?
Because by Shari Surim, but not by Cholov. Who says by Cholov Dafka?
The Havamina is it should have been Aser. By Shari Surim, it should be Aser. But by Basar V'Cholov, the Chiddush is Tarla Kuliyam is going to be
Aser. Yeah, but we're only dealing with Cholov and Basar V'Cholov because that's the only liquid we could deal with in Basar V'Cholov. We're not saying Cholov applies to Shari Surim using that as a liquid.
I'm not sure I understand. I'm not sure I understand. Sorry.
It could be that the Shem is a different kind of liquid and it's not really, it doesn't really give a real absorption. And it's really the reason that it's Aser is because
what's the it's inside the shemen. You put the oil, you put the vered inside the shemen.
Yeah,
just like you put the basar inside the chol. You put the achbar you didn't put the achbar in the shecha, but it fell into the shecha, right?
Isn't it a different case in terms of like what shvi is that like that shvi is just usher like had if it's been a beer as opposed to all these other cases?
Perish have certain rules that apply to it. A belia should create a sense of perish in his vered. I don't think it should be any different. Joey. So why does Rashi Bedavka use the word chametz twice? If he wants to say kavash, he should say kol shenishra issa beheter. Beheter knows that. Or
something you do it in chometz, like a case in which like something falls in, you're not, you know, it's not like it just happened. It's called kavash the same way, but chometz is the intentional way you're doing it.
Avi,
the case of the beer is like a strong, sharp item, like it's almost like vinegar.
Beer or biur?
Beer.
Shechar.
Shechar.
Yes. Okay.
When the mask fell into it, it's not like the beer is a sharp item.
Sharp item. I like that statement. Sharp item.
Like
so you're trying to distinguish between achra b'shichra on the one hand and the basar v'cholov on the other hand.
I think
the cholov might be different. Maybe Rashi would admit that shechar is similar to chometz,
right,
but not the cholov. Oh, so that leads us to the next mocker. The Beis Yosef continues. He quotes a tshuva from the Rashba. He quotes a tshuva from the Rashba. Masha shamarta the kol she'en lo kiyuha kodem malicha she'en abalei min adam gam ze pashut lo aminan ela bedvar macharifim kemelech v'chometz luchiyotze be'elu. The Rashba in Shuvah says, I think you're right that kavush kemavushal only applies to melech to chometz to dvar macharifim, to items which are sharp. He doesn't mention sheicher, but probably he would admit to you, Avi, that sheicher as well. And why? Why does Kavash Kavushal only apply to these Dvarim HaCharifim according to the Rashba? Why? The Rashba says, I'll bring you right from the Lashon of the Gemara. Shmuel connects Maliach HaRei HaKoraseach to Kavash Kavushal. So what do you see from that? Is Shmuel connecting them only, as we said before, only as the Ran said, to contrast them? To say Maliach is Kiroseach Datsli, it's not going to be Mavli as much as Mavushal? Or is he really, is he quoting both of them? Is he connecting them, not to contrast, but rather to compare the two? To link them to some extent. The Rashba claims he's quoting this comparison to link them. That Kavush Kimavushal is the paradigm. Kavush Kimavushal means, right? Excuse me. Maliach Kiroseach is the paradigm. Kavush Kimavushal is linked to that. Maliach Kiroseach. Kovash is kemavushal only like Moliach, only if you're kovash in an item which is similar to melach. It's got to be sharp like melach. It's got to be like melach. Sear, right? Salty brine, that's like melach. Chometz, vinegar, it's also like melach because it's a davar charif. Maybe sheicher as well. It's a davar charif, it's sharp. Maybe these kinds of sharp liquids, the din of kavush will apply because that's what Shmuel meant. Shmuel meant to compare maliach to kavush to say that kavush is only like maliach. Now keep in mind, maliach is not exactly the same as kavush because even the Rashba admits that the blia that's going to be imparted with maliach is less. Maliach kiroseach is only kiroseach tzli. Everyone agrees that it's dacha gemar and sari zayin. So even the Rashba admits that maliach is only going to impart a blia b'chdei klipa, b'chdei netila. It's not going to be a blia b'kulo. But even though the blia is not going to be as strong, it's similar in the sense that the only kind of kavush, you see, kavush is like super malicha. Apparently, if you take the melach, take that sharp item and you put it in a liquid, so then it has even more strength. So kavush starts as a maliach, but then it gets even stronger. That's why it's going to be mavliya bakula. But it has to be dumya de maliach. It has to be bedavar charev, because if it's not bedavar charev, so then the process of kavush is not going to occur. That's what the Rashba seems to assume, and Rashi probably subscribes to the same notion. Rashi, who claims that kavush kamavushal only applies to chametz, Rashi didn't only mean chametz, v'harai and chulin, he mentions tavlin. So clearly, even in Psachim, where Rashi says chometz, he probably means chometz v'chadom alazeh. Chometz and anything else that is what? That's a davar charef, like the Rashba, Rashba and Shuvas. Anything that's a davar chometz, davar charef, chometz, tavlin, seer that has melach in it, maybe sheikhar, kavash kemavushal will apply by any kind of davar charef. We're not out of the woods yet, we still have kashas that we have to answer. But this Rashba gives us a little bit of an understanding as to why perhaps Rashi might assume that kavash kemavushal only applies to chometz. Because maybe Rashi looked at Shmuel's statement and said, look, if you're linking kavash to maliach, kavash has to have a din maliach. The reason why kavash kemavushal must be because there's melach in there. There's some harifus in there, I should say. Now, admittedly, kavash kemavushal is going to be stronger than maliach because it's maliach plus, but it has to start as Moliach. It's got to start as a davar charev in order for it to get rolling. Yeah.
It's just like the Ramban that mentions only water if you have a gullet for it. So, like, water wouldn't be something that can be covered because it keeps in the
cover. Hagal is not covered. That's Mayim Chamim.
No. In general, the taste of water.
Yeah.
The taste of water is that it doesn't give out. That's what the Ramban says.
Boiling water. The Ramban says boiling water. We're not talking about boiling at all. We're talking about Chamimus that's going to exist without boiling. Not boiling.
He contrasted water to chalav, you know, like as a different type of.
The Ramban did contrast water to chalav. You're right, but he's talking about boiling water and boiling chalav. So I don't know if that's going to work over here. Okay, let's keep the kavash. Kavash is all cold. Okay, we've been talking a lot about cold. Gzeros of baset sonen asur atu roseach and cold. We're talking cold. Maliach plus super maliach. Kavush is super maliach.
So what's like the factor that makes it kavush is plus maliach?
Liquid. It's salt in the liquid. It's a davar charev in liquid form. That's what makes it very strong. Okay? Yoni.
Why did Rashi, when you say it's a davar that needs to be charev, why did he pick one example?
He gave you examples?
They only give one.
Because that's a classical example. Vinegar is a classical example that we're kavush in. No. Pickling is actually tzir, I should say. You put pickles into salty. I don't think is there vinegar in pickle juice?
There's
Who's the pickle expert?
The Sabra pickles have vinegar and salt.
Yes. Vinegar and salt. Okay, both. So you see, vinegar and salt, spices, right? That's what you normally pickle. I mean, kavush really is pickling. We keep on calling it soaking because we don't have to pickle. There's no need to make pickles out of this, right? Right. Any kind of soaking is going to produce the din of kavush. But vinegar and salty brine and some kind of spices in liquid, that's the classical way of doing kavush. So Rashi gives you an example. Chometz is an example. V'harai, it's only an example. It's not dafka, because in chulin he mentions tavlin also. So you see, it's really any kind of spice in a liquid. Matthew?
You were talking a little bit about shvi before. I was wondering, halacha l'maaseh, if you have zeitin that come from Eretz Yisrael,
mm-hmm.
and they're from shvi, and then they're kavush. And
even if they're not kavush, there is a din of beer on them. You got to be careful with that, yeah?
Right, no, but the question is, what about the brine that's outside?
It's a big shaila. It's not so simple. So you would have to treat that with a certain kedusha shvias as well. So however you would dispose of don't drink it now. However you would dispose of leftover perishvias, you'd have to dispose of that as well. But that's not for now. Okay, let's hold that. Natan. What do you mean something edible? If I have something usser, that isser is going to impart a taste into the davar heter. If I have an achbar, the achbar is not food, it's not edible, but yet it's going to impart a taste into the sheikhar. So either if I have isser in the liquid, isser in liquid heter, heter in liquid isser, that's why I started in the beginning by describing that kavush can come in many different forms. The key is that you have isser and heter that are being soaked one in the other in some form. Does it matter whether it's edible or not? Maybe not, right? Are you saying, well, if it's nosin tam lefgamet should not? That's a different question. If it's a bad taste, should it aser or not? That's a different question. But in a case in which it's nosin tam leshvach, so then it should be a problem. So you're saying, but the vered is not nosin tam but the shemen is nosin tam. It's nosin reach tov in the vered. There's no question about it. The oil is certainly going to put a good taste or a good smell into the rose. So lechor should be a problem. One more. Yeah.
Can you also say by the case of the chalav that chalav should be usher, but it's not? Chalav should be usher, but it's not because it's a din by basu chalav. Can you say that maybe that's?
That's what Eddie is trying to say. I'm not sure I understand what you guys are driving at.
Maybe can you say that when they said about the case of chalav, it's not an issue because not chalav is like a special case, but chalav is not a sharp item. Like when one doesn't say after that, like it just implies that shari sum. Maybe it's not implying shari sum are usher, saying things that are not like chalav will be usher. I mean, chalav is like a very, it's not a sharp item that doesn't impart.
I think the Rosh is right. I think Yitaro Le Kuliyom Shari means that Dafkin Basu B'chalav is going to be mutter if you call Vishen Chalav, but in Shari Sum it's going to be usher. I think so. The Beis Yosef concludes that he thinks that Rashi and the Rashba are difficult, and therefore we should conclude like the Rosh, like the Ritzba in the Rosh, that you can only have kavush even in non dvarim charifim. Rashi, the Rashba, all of these shitas that assume that only in dvarim charifim can you have kavush, he thinks that they're difficult because of the rayas that we mentioned. So he thinks that the Ritzba, the Rosh quotes, is correct that you can have kavush in any kind of liquid. But the Beis Yosef points out that the Rosh himself distinguishes between different kinds of liquids as well, even the Rosh. You might be able to have a din kavush in any kind of liquid against the Rashba and Rashi, but even the Rosh distinguishes between different kinds of liquids when it comes to kavush. How so? What's the distinction that the Rosh draws? Anyone? Did anyone get a chance to look at that part of the Beis Yosef? What does the Rosh say? Yeah.
Seer,
right? What's the distinction that the Rosh draws in terms of what? One word. In terms of what? 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 Time! Exactly. The time it takes to create the din of kavush. Till now we've assumed against the Mordechai, and Mordechai says three days, but the Rosh says Yom Shalem, 24 hours. So till now we've assumed that Kavosh Kemavushol occurs after 24 hours. But the Rosh in Chulin, I was going to give you the Rosh in Chulin, but I figured this Beis Yosef is giving us all of the information right here on a silver platter. Let's just continue reading. So let's talk and continue reading. In Dibur Masal Kavosh Betzir in the Beis Yosef, Kavosh Betzir Kosov HaRosh B'Sof Perek Kol HaBosser. The Rosh has a murder the Gechidish. The Rosh actually, if you look at the Rosh in Chulin that the Beis Yosef is quoting in Simen Memtes, the end of Simen Memtes, he quotes three different shittas about this. Some claim that Kavosh B'tzir is no different than Kavosh B'cholo, Kavosh B'mayim. It requires the same Yom Shalom, the same 24-hour period. And others claim there are other chilukim. The Rosh says this is the chiluk. The chiluk is that when it comes to kavush b'tzir, the shir is k'desh yidnenu ala or v'yartiach v'yaschel avashel. It's the shir zman that if you were to take an item and put it on the fire, it would start to cook. Now, what does cooking mean? We've defined cooking. What does bishul mean? Yatzal lettuce, bro. So the item would start to cook, it would become yatzoles, but it would become at least 110 degrees Fahrenheit. That shir zman, says the Rosh, applies to kovosh b'tzir. That if you're kovosh iser in seer for that amount of time, so then the heter that's in the liquid as well is going to become us. That's the Rosh's big chiddush. We normally assume that kovosh is kemavushal only after Yom Shalim, but says the Rosh, but kovosh b'tzir is different. Kavosh b'tzir, the shir is k'desh yednenu ala or v'yartiach v'yaschel avashem. And by the way, what is that shir? So that's a machlokas ha-poskim. Different poskim have different shiurim. The most mach mashita is that it's k'shir hiluch mil. It's like the shir of tzli. 18 minutes. Right? 18 minutes. The most mekel shita is around 6 minutes. So anywhere between 6 minutes and 18 minutes. Certainly after 20 minutes, if it's kavosh b'tzir, the Rosh would say that the full din of kavosh applies, and it's going to aser bekulo, says the Rosh, but if it's kavosh but see less than that amount of time, you're not off scot-free. It's going to aser kedei klipa. It's It's going to ask for a little bit. Sounds like even a moment, even a second. If it falls in, right? If you have, let's say, a kli of issa, let's say you stirred basa b'chalav, you took out a piece of basa b'chalav with a fork, and then somehow you used that fork to take a pickle out of the pickle jar. So that might be a serious problem, unless of course you have shishim against the klipa, right? But that will impart some kind of a taste into the fork. Well, better yet, it'll impart a taste into the pickle. If you spear the pickle with your fork, since the fork is a klishal isser, since this is kavush betzir, you might have a big problem with that pickle. You'll be in a pickle. You'll have to take off the edge of the klipa of the pickle if you want to eat that pickle.
The entire klipa, right?
Where you put it in. The klipa of what. Klipa means where there was a blia. So it's only where. Aha, you're saying, but if it's in. No, it's not going to answer the whole thing because mistama is going to be shishim in the vinegar on the outside, but there is pickle juice in the pickle. Right? So you would have to take off that area. That's only if it's a kli isser. But let's say it's a kli basa. If it's fleishik, so maybe the pickle will be fleishik the pickle. Right? Okay. No, just that spot. So, you know, you could cut off the pickle. Not for now. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. But the point is, according to the Rosh, kavush betzir is a serious issue. Now, again, the Rosh is talking about kavush betzir. The pickle juice, is that tzir? Is that chometz? Let's assume it is tzir. Let's assume it has spices, it has salt in it. It's tzir. So that would asaka de kalipa less than the proper shear, less than the shear of peshin denu ala or v'yartiach v'yaskal of ashel. And if it is the right shear, kedei hiluch mil, 18 minutes, 6 minutes, maybe you should be machmir even for 6 minutes, it'll asa bakulo. It'll asa bakulo. Not Yom Sholem. Yom Sholem is far gone. That's non-seer cases, the Rosh says. But in seer, it'll asa much less than Yom Sholem. Big chiddush in the Rosh, says the Beis Yosef. Just know yourself. The Beis Yosef extrapolates from Tzir. He says he thinks Chomet should be exactly the same thing. It's interesting. The Beis Yosef sounds like he's only extrapolating to the Kula, that it will only ask the Kedei Klipa if it's less than this Shear. I don't know why he phrased it that way. He should just say, V'din Kavush B'Chomet, K'din Kavush B'Tzir. He just doesn't phrase it like that. But that's really what he's saying. There's a whole discussion in the Achronim about this. If you look at the Hagos on the bottom, he quotes Hagos Oz Beis. He quotes this discussion. Pashup Shad is Beis Yosef is comparing Kavish B'chametz to Kavish B'tzir, but that makes sense to us because from the Rashba in Chuvis and from other Rishonim, you get the impression that all Dvarim Charifim are treated the same when it comes to Kavish. The Rashba says this Beferish. The Rashba talks about Melach, Chometz, Dvarim Charifim. He puts all Dvarim Charifim together. So it's not such a pella that the Beis Yosef will put chometz together with seer regarding this shear, this shorter shear, this chumrah. Mind you, the Beis Yosef is not limiting all of kavush to seer and chometz, like the Rashba and Rashi wanted to say. He's saying avada kavush would apply even to non-seer and chometz, right? But he's just saying, he's quoting from the Rush and extrapolating from the Rush, that the difference is that kavush betzir, kavush bechometz, the shear is mochomer. It's not limited to kavush betzir and kavush bechometz. There could be an issue of kavush even b'mayim and even b'chalav, even other things. But the shear is shorter, the shear is mochomer. So the truth is, according to the Rush, there's another answer to our kasha, according to this Beis Yosef. We quoted from the Rashba that maybe the reason why Shmuel puts Maliach HaRek or Masech and Kavush Kamavushal together is why. Not just the contrast, and to say that the Baliyah is going to be less by Maliach, that Maliach Krosech means Krosech, that Tzlis only Mavliach Kedei Natila Kedei Klipa. No, that's the Ram. Maybe Shmuel is telling us that Kavush is Midin Maliach. Kavush is Super Maliach. It's working based on the salt, right? The Charifus of the Melach, that's what's creating the Kavush, but it's Super Maliach in the sense that once you put it into liquid, it's mavliya even more than the salt can do by itself. That was the Rashba and Rashi, that the din of kavush, that's what we thought, according to them, that the din of kavush might only apply to chometz, to tzir, etc. But now we have a different answer. According to the Rosh, according to this Beis Yosef that extends the Rosh, according to the Rosh, that even a kavisha can apply to non-dvarim charifim, to non-chometz and seer items, or sheicher, etc., it can apply to mayim, it can apply to cholav, etc., but there's a chumra when it comes to kavish b'chometz v'tzir. The chumra is that the zman is shorter, that the time is shorter. So it could be. Could be. And this is what the Rav thought. The Rav suggested that maybe what was machriach the Rosh to say, what forced the Rosh into this position, to say that the shir for kavosh b'chometz and tzir has to be shorter. You know, where did he get this from? The Gemara didn't say it. The Rosh is saying it in the svara, but where did he get such a svara from? Zok the Rav, maybe the Rosh got the svara from Al Gemara. The Rosh got the svara from Shmuel's statement. Shmuel links maliach to kavosh. It seems that kavosh is a din maliach. So what's the linkage? If you assume that kavosh has nothing to do with melech, it has nothing to do with tzir, kavosh is in any liquid, all liquids are the same when it comes to kavosh, so why does Shmuel link the two? So the Rosh felt, you know why he links the two? Because he wants to teach you this special cloud. In a chanami, kavosh can apply biyom sholem to all liquids. What Shmuel is teaching us is that if you taka kovesh, b'tzir, or b'chometz, the extrapolation, right, the further extension, but if you're kovesh b'tzir, if you're kovesh in something that has a salt additive to it, so then there's a special halacha of kavisha. Then the kovesh is taka adin maliach, and the shear is going to be shorter. Meaning, the Rosh is saying, Shmuel's halacha is maliach areu kroseach, and kavosh is kamavushal. If it has a din maliach, then kavosh kamavushal is to have a special din of kavosh. Shmuel's halacha, according to the Rosh, is the shorter din of kavosh, not the longer din of kavosh. The longer din of kavosh of Yom Shalom Shmuel is not even referring to. There happens to be such a halacha, but that's not Shmuel's chiddush. Shmuel's chiddush is, if you're kavosh in a way that there's a din maliach here, that it's maliach plus, then you'll have super kavosh, and that super kavosh will apply even in the shortest man of Kadesh Yidanoa La'ar V'yatiach Yasko Lavasha. So maybe that's taka why the Rosh felt compelled to say that the shear of kavosh b'tzir is shorter, because he saw Shmuel's halacha, Shmuel's comparing maliach to kavosh, so it must be that there's a new type of kavosh, not kavosh in shar mashkim, in other liquids, but kavosh b'tzir. If there's some concept called kavosh b'tzir, that's a din maliach. So that's a special halacha. If that's a special halacha, maybe we can shorten the zman. Maybe we'll be machmir and say that the zman should be shorter for kavosh b'tzir because it's a din maliach. And why should it be shorter? Let's say better even. What's the shir malicha? How long does it take for the din maliach hareo kiroseach to apply? How long? The shir malicha, we're going to get to it later, shir malicha is kishir tzliya. It happens to be the shir. It's kishir tzliya. Tzliya, the amount of time that it takes to roast is 18 minutes. That's what the poskim say. Kashir hiluch mil. So the shear of malicha, typical malicha, let's say you take a piece of meat and you want to be maleach, you want to salt it. You want to be able to eat the meat, you want to take out the blood. The shear of malicha to take out blood is 18 minutes. We're machmer to do a half hour, a little bit more than that, but 18 minutes is the shear. So if that's the shear to do malicha, then we can readily understand what the Rosh is talking about. Maliach harei karaseh, kavosh harei kamavushal. If Shmuel is linking kavosh to maliach and telling us the kavosh is midin maliach, kavosh b'tzir is midin maliach, so then it should have the din of maliach karaseh. If maliach karaseh is a function of kedei hiluch mil, 18 minutes, because that's the shir malicha, so then the shir of kavosh should also be that amount of time, because they're linked together, they're equated. So since the shir malicha, Lekedera, the shir malicha in order to cook something, to take out the dam, to be able to cook it, that's a shir kedei tzliya, that's a shir kedei hiluch mil. So then it makes a lot of sense to walk a mil. To walk a mil is a shir, right? 18 minutes? Right? That comes up with the matzis. Right? We assume that kedei hiluch mil, the matzis are not going to become chametz sticks. So in the machine matzis, they're going to clean out all the machines every 18 minutes to make sure that there's no chametz there. Hiluch mil is a shear that we find very common. So there's a machlokas. What kedei hiluch mil is? Is it 18 minutes, 22 minutes, 24? But we generally assume 18. We're machmer for 18. Kedei hiluch mil. So if the shear of malicha, the normal malicha we do to take out the blood, is kedei hiluch mil, 18 minutes. So if Shmuel says the kavosh is midin maliach, there's a kavosh that is midin maliach, not all kavosh. Kavosh in Shamashkim is not midin maliach. But there is a kavush that is midin moliach. And what kavush is that kavush but seer? Because there is melech in there. So then it makes sense that the shear, that the zman should be the same. The zman should be the same. Moliach kerosach is going to be kashir hilach mil, kashir tzliya. Kavush mevushal is going to be kashir tzliya. Now, albeit, be careful. There's one caveat. Even after you have moliach, it's not going to aser as much as kavush, because kavush is super moliach, moliach plus. So even though there are comparisons going on here, it's not a complete comparison. In terms of the final blia, maliach is not going to be mavlia bekulo. It's only going to be mavlia kadei natila kadei klipa. But if kavush is a super maliach, if there is a brand of kavush that's a super maliach, not like the Rajban Rashi who seem to hold that kavush is only a super maliach, only kavush betzir is going to create the iser. But even the Rashi says there's another kind of a kavush. But he says there is a brand of kavush that is a super maliach. That kind of kavush should have the same shear as maliach, which is only 18 minutes. It's not a yom shalom. That's the Rav's addition. But once we say this, we can go one step further. And we can suggest an answer to the Mordechai's Kasha and Rashi. The Mordechai's Kasha and Rashi is, how can Rashi say that the only type of kavush is kavush b'chometz? Kavush b'davar chariv, kavush b'tavlin and b'tzir. Don't you see from Vered Yoshan that they could be kavush b'shemen? And we pointed out from the Gemara they could be kavush b'sheichar and b'cholav. What's Rashi going to say? So the Rashba, I can't answer. The Rashba says the kavush is only b'davar chariv. He says it b'feresh. I can't do anything for him. But for Rashi, I can suggest, who says Rashi really argues with the Rush? Maybe Rashi picked on chometz because Rashi is saying, what type of kavush is Shmuel talking about? Not every kind of kavush. What type of kavush is Shmuel talking about? Mm-hmm. Kavush that's midin moliach. Kavush betzir. Super moliach. Super kavush. That's what Shmuel is talking about. So if that's what Shmuel is talking about, Rashi gives you an example. I mean, it would have been nicer if Rashi said tzir. Okay. He doesn't say tzir. But he does say chometz. He mentions davar chariv. Why? Because I guess that's more common. It was a much more common example of a davar chariv that they were kovish in, that they soaked in. So Rashi, the Nafka mentions kavush because he's saying Shmuel's brand of kavush is special kavush, super kavush. That brand of kavush that's midin moliach, that will be a much shorter time, that's takat kavush b'chometz. Do I deny that there can be kavush in other mashkim? Rashi would say, of course not. Of course kavush could exist in other mashkim. But that's not what Shmuel's talking about. So perhaps that's why Rashi uses the term chometz. He mentions only chometz when discussing Shmuel, both in Chulin and Tzadizayin and Psachim Ayin Vav, because he assumed that Shmuel's talking about super kavush. And why does he assume that? Because based on the Rush, super kavush, kavush but seer is a shorter period of time. Rashi says only kavush but chometz and davar chariv and seer, those kinds. Rashi is like the Beis Yosef, who extends the Rush not only to seer but even to chometz, even to other dvarim charifim. So Rashi holds that in such a kavush, you'll have a special din, and the shear is going to be shorter. So maybe that's why he picked chometz when he is talking about the halacha of Shmuel. Yes, David.
Didn't you just say earlier that Mordechai says
that
Rashi uses
Rosh
Hashanah
chometz
for across the board?
Twice in Shas. Now, he always uses chometz. Whenever kavush mevushal is mentioned, he only mentions chometz. That's because the only time it's mentioned is in the context of Shmuel. Both in Sachem and in Chulin, they're talking about Shmuel. The other cases are extrapolations that we have from this. Well, there was an achbar that fell into the sheikha, so we can extrapolate what the story is. Itar le kule yoma mutra. It's not a rule. Shmuel is a rule, and his rule links moliach to kavush. So that's why Rashi uses chometz in order to describe that rule. David.
So, first of all, the Ran for sure says that, like, it's dafka chometz, right?
The Ran?
The Ran uses, he says chometz kavush. I mean, whatever, I forget that. But he says that
Ron is contrasting the two.
Ron contrasted.
But everyone is everyone says there's a contrast. I keep on getting back to that. Everyone says that the blia by maliach is going to be less than by kavush. It's only kedei natila, kedei klipa, right? Either one. It's a machlokas. What it is? It's kiroseach tzlit. So everyone agrees that there is a contrast in that sense. The question is Shmuel connecting maliach to kavush in a different way? Is he comparing the two? Is he making an equation between the two? The Ran says he's exclusively just making a contrast between the two. What we've tried to suggest, is that maybe he's actually equating the two, either by saying poshepshat in Rashi, the Rashban Chubis, either by saying that kavush only applies to kavush betzir, Kavosh only applies when there's a din maliach and kavosh. Well, no, maybe the Rosh is right. The kavosh can apply even outside the context of tzir, but kavosh b'tzir, kavosh b'chametz has a special halacha because it's midin maliach. Therefore, the shir zman is going to be less. Those are the two answers that we're giving. Okay. Okay, so. It means that you have brine, salty brine, and something is sitting, soaking in that brine for a period of time, for a period of 18 minutes or 6 minutes. After a certain amount of time, even if it's less than 24 hours, if that brine has some isser inside of it, or if it's soaking in a klishal isser, whatever the case is, right? If you have isser of a heter in that brine, so then it's going to ask.
Any isser, any salty liquid?
Salty liquid is the medium that's going to allow the blia to take place. The salty liquid doesn't have to be usser. If you have issa v'heta that fall into that salty liquid, that'll also create a problem.
Does that have anything to do with the bug seer, the sharets?
No, I don't want to go to the bug seer. Right, that seer is something coming out of the sharets. I don't want to go there. Okay, the normal case of tzir is not that kind of a tzir. I mean, it's similar in the sense that how does the tzir come out of the sharets? Well, the sharets just sits there and the tzir just flows out. So sometimes the way that tzir comes out is if you salt the sharets, then the tzir comes out. But here I'm talking about something a little different. You see, there the tzir is the liquid from inside the sharets. Is it going to be salty? I don't know. If you have salt on the outside of the sherets, is that going to make the liquid salty? Basically, the simple case here is that you have liquid with salt in it. Okay, let's keep it that way. Pickle juice. You got pickle juice without vinegar. That's tzir. Okay, salty pickle juice without vinegar. That's tzir. Joey.
I don't understand how we're saying who's comparing the two. When it's not good. It says tzir on the Gemara. Saying that kavosh is
crucial.
Yeah. And the lech is like roseach.
Well, just one second. Maliach is kiroseh, the sleek kavosh is kimavushal. They're contrasting. Regarding what? Blia!
Yeah.
The blia is the contrast. But what's it doing there? Okay, there are many other cases where the blia is only kidei klipa, so why put maliach together with kavosh? Maybe we should say, you know, maliach hareo kiroseh, and beis hashchita is kiroseh, it's also kidei klipa, and I could give you another bunch of cases that... Why put everything together? No, there's a special equation that Shmuel is trying to make between Maliach and Kavosh. Maybe that's the point. You should know, just based on this analysis, the Shach takes issue with this Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef wanted to extrapolate from the Rush that this shorter time of Kavosh applies not only to Tzir, but even to Chometz. So the Shach says, what's he talking about? The Beis Yosef says that way, and he paskins in Shulchan Aruch that way. The Chometz and Tzir are the same. It's a shorter zman of Kavosh, a big Chumra. The Shach says, but why should that be true? What's the problem the Shach has? Tell me. What's the problem? Why should I distinguish between Tzir and Chometz?
Vinegar doesn't have salt.
No, I can't control myself. Right? Vinegar doesn't have salt in it. If the reason why the shir zman is less is because this kind of kavosh is super maliach, it's midin maliach, so it's not a general dvarim charifim type of halacha, like the Rashba said in the other context. It's a melach halacha. So it should apply to tzir, but why to chometz? What does chometz have to do with tzir? Tzir is a salty liquid. Chometz is not a salty liquid. It's a charif, it's sharp, but it's not salty. So what kind of extrapolation should you make? What kind of extrapolation can you make from Tzir to Chometz? So the Shach says, I think the Beis Yosef is incorrect. Even according to this Rosh, who's going to be Machron when it comes to Tzir, I don't think you should be Machron when it comes to Chometz. So that's all based on what the Chumrah of Kavosh B'Tzir is all about. If you understand that Kavosh B'Tzir is a super Maliach, it's Maliach plus, then it makes sense that it should only apply to Kavosh B'Tzir, not to Kavosh B'Chometz. The Beis Yosef apparently assumed, no, whatever, there's a Koach in the Tzir, Melach creates that koach, but it's the charifus of the melach. So if it's all charifus, then anything that's charif should have the same halacha. So if the chometz doesn't have the melach, but it's charif, so the same halacha should apply the chometz as well.